Saludos, I'm Cass Harrington.
Y yo Paola Marizan.
And you're listening to Nuestras Américas on WNIN-FM. Think of this show as our way of kicking off 2015 with a playlist for your New Year's Eve fiestas. We'll also share the biggest stories of this past year and travel around different countries in Latin America. Now, Paola, you have selected five songs for your kind of mixtape for this show. I have five songs. Let's start with you. What theme were you going for this hour?
Yes, Cass. I was going for, you know, seasons. And we are in Christmas season and celebration. And Latin America and the Caribbean and just Nuestras Américas is so big and Christmas and just the season is so beautiful. Entonces, yo escogí cinco canciones para la Navidad. Ese era mi tema, la Navidad.
¡Qué linda! Wow. Well, I think that's appropriate. So, Paola, you have five kind of seasonal songs to liven up some holiday parties tonight. I have chosen five of my favorite songs from 2014. So, new music, and I think you'll recognize a few artists.
Cass escogió cinco canciones que eran sus canciones favoritas para el 2014. Entonces, seguramente reconoces alguno de estos temas. Así que no te pierdas estas canciones.
Perfect. So, yeah, if you're just now tuning in, this whole hour we're going to be going back and forth, English and Spanish, so we can reach all audiences in the area and possibly around the world. We're trying to cover as much of Latin America as we can, but this is only an hour, so you'll have to stay tuned to this program.
Estamos tratando de cubrir Latinoamérica y toda la América lo más que podamos, pero solo tenemos una hora, así que tienes que estar pendiente a ver si cubrimos tu país, y si no, siempre podemos hacer otro programa.
Well, Paola, why don't you go ahead and throw out your first pick for the evening?
Mi primera canción se llama Prende la Vela, y la canta Toto la Momposina.
Prenda la Vela, which means turn on or light the candle,
light
right?
Light the candle,
okay.
Yes.
Negrita, ven, prende la vela. Negrita, ven, prende la vela. Que va a empezar la cumbia en Marbella. Cerca del mar, bajo las estrellas.
Eso era la canción Prende la Vela de Toto la Momposina y era una canción colombiana.
What a great first pick, Paola. I mean, I was dancing around the studio. I love it.
And sí, es una canción muy, muy pegajosa y siempre te quieres parar y bailar y sacudirlo
eso,
todo.
Sí. And so the song is from Colombia. You can kind of hear a little bit of like the Afro beat in there.
Sí, la canción es de Colombia y tiene mucho, mucho peso en los tambores. It has a lot of heavy congas and just the percussion is very important.
I loved it. Well, speaking of dancing, I have a song that I picked that came out in 2014 that, reminds me of you, Paola. It's by Calle 13 and it is Cuando los pies besan al piso, when your feet kiss the floor. Definitely a dancing song.
Sí, una canción muy, muy bella, muy popular. Calle 13 en el 2014 sacó muchas canciones muy, muy buenas que la comunidad, no solamente Latinoamérica, pero toda la comunidad del mundo se identificó con esas canciones.
Right. I mean, their album Multiviral that came out in 2014, it was very controversial because they criticized the Puerto Rican government, for one, but they were also very vocal about censorship and globalization, commercialization. They talk, even Julian Assange makes an appearance on one of their songs.
Yes.
But anyway, on a lighter side, we're going to hear their song about dancing, Cuando los pies besan al piso.
Siento la tierra, bailando gano. baila diferente a todas las personas, como si contigo se hubiesen mezclado mal los cromosomas. Si no sabes bailar, no te quedes mirando, muévete como si te estuvieran electrocutando. La coreografía no es compleja, baila como si te estuvieran picando un millón de abejas. La energía de tus brazos nadie la gobierna. Hoy lo que tienes son dos culebras por piernas. Hoy el lenguaje corporal es nuestro idioma. Hoy la columna vertebral está hecha de goma. La comida chatarra, tu piel está escupiendo. La grasa de tu cuerpo quiere salir corriendo. El suelo pide que lo invites.
So that was Calle 13, Cuando los pies besan al piso. Calle 13, they're from Puerto Rico, and I love that song. They're just describing the rhythms and how you are connected to the earth, literally, when you're dancing.
¿Y por qué escogiste esa canción, Cass?
Well, that's a great question. You know, Paola, I love dancing. I think it's a wonderful way of just communicating what you're feeling, and it makes me feel very alive. But this song, it also reminds me of when I took a trip with my friend Jeanette in Argentina. We went to Las Cataratas, the giant waterfalls at Iguazu. And the locals there, some of them were from Paraguay, and they were all barefooted. And their feet were red because of La Tierra Colorada, the red dirt there. So that's what this song reminds me of. And also, Paola, it reminds me of you. Sometimes we play it really loud in my car when we're covering stories. So,
sí, Cass dice que escogió la canción porque primero que nada, le encanta bailar. Y soy testigo de eso. Siempre está bailando. Y también la escogió porque cuando fue a Argentina, ella fue a las cataratas y vio las personas que vivían ahí, estaban descalzos, entonces sus pies estaban rojos y era por el lodo, y ella dice que esa canción le recuerda tanto ese momento que fue tan bello para ella.
So, back to one of your picks, Paola. I'm so excited to hear what you have in store for this New Year's Eve party that I'd say we've got off to a great start.
Mi segunda canción es Burrito Sabanero.
Burrito, like the kind you eat?
No. Burrito, it's kind of a miniature name, but the whole name is Burro, and it's the...
Oh, like donkey.
Yeah, it's donkey.
Okay. Burrito Sabanero. By Sonora?
Sí.
Sabanero voy camino de Belén, en mi burrito sabanero voy camino de Belén. Si me ven, si me ven, voy camino de Belén. Si me ven, si me ven, voy camino de Belén.
Burrito Sabanero de Sonora Maracán. Hay muchas versiones de Burrito Sabanero. Muchas, muchas personas la cantan. Especialmente es muy famosa en México. Por eso la escogí, porque es una de las canciones más famosas de México.
Yeah, you could kind of hear the brass that sounded like it was from Mexico. But it had a cumbia rhythm, that ch-ch-ch-ch-ch sound. So it was a little kind of una mezcla de todo.
Sí, el burrito sabanero es tan famoso que todo el mundo hizo un poquito de todo y ahora es algo que solamente se toca en todos los países realmente.
Oh. And it's a Christmas song.
It is. It's a Christmas song. It is just so popular. I think if you don't know Burrito Sabanero, I don't know where you've been hiding.
Whoops. Well, I love it. I love cumbias. we're going to take una pausita. We're going to talk about traditions in Latin America surrounding New Year's Eve, and there are many. We could talk about this for another 5 hours, Paola. So briefly, let's talk like country by country, a few of our favorite traditions. I'll let you take the reins here.
Sí, Cass dice que ahora vamos a tomar una pausa y vamos a hablar de las tradiciones de cada país en Año Nuevo. Una de las cosas que más me gusta de Colombia es que ellos, no sé si originó de ahí, pero ellos colocan un grano de arroz en un vaso en el comedor, encima de la mesa. Y eso significa abundancia.
Okay, so they put a grain of rice in a cup. And what does it mean?
On top of the table. It means just wealth and abundance of mm-hmm. food for the next year. And it's one of the things that I've just seen in that one country.
Mm-hmm.
Es una de las cosas que me impactan también de ellos. Y otra de sus tradiciones es que ellos llenan un cubo de agua y lo tiran todo a la calle, tiran el agua a la calle, y significa botar todas las cosas malas del año y todas las malas vibras.
So, throwing out buckets of water out the window, and it just means throwing out the bad vibes of the previous year. You know, it's interesting, Paola. It seems like from the research I did country by country, symbolism is a huge thing when you're looking at New Year's Eve traditions in Latin America. Where I don't know if we have those kinds of things in the U.S. We have champagne and balls dropping. Well, that could sound bad out of context, but some similarities, like fireworks, are very popular. In Argentina, you know, going out into the street and celebrating out in the street is huge. I mean, and here in New York City, you see people out in Times Square, but I think more so in Latin America that big public festivals are very important. Would you agree?
Sí, yo creo que sí. Mucha de la y es como tú dices, las festivales en las calles son muy importantes y son muy famosas, muy populares en Latinoamérica. Y o sea, las posadas en México son una cosa grande.
Posadas. ¿Qué son?
Posadas means like inn, like an inn uh-huh. or a cabin or something like that. And posadas in Mexico are these big parties of people.
Right.
And ellos tienen 9 posadas, so it's 9 posadas throughout the year. They celebrate from December 12th to January 6th. So it's a long celebration, you know. Mm. Es una celebración muy larga de Navidad. Y las posadas son por etapa. It's very spiritual. Es muy espiritual.
Mm-hmm.
Cada posada tiene una referencia con la Biblia, como cuando Jesús vino a la tierra y todo eso. Entonces, para ellos, it's a little bit more...
Yeah, so it's more religious because of the Catholic background in
yes.
Mexico. Well, and also, too, you know, a lot of this trickles down from Mayan and Aztec heritage, too, where... Of course, their New Year's was different. They were on more of a cyclical calendar. But I read somewhere that it was very important to them to have fire in their ceremonies. Well, Paola, we can't ignore that underwear seems to be a very popular tradition in not, you know, in multiple Latin American countries. When I was doing my research, I saw it came up in Chile, Colombia, Peru, Argentina. So we should go a little bit talk about underwear traditions.
Así mismo es, Cass. La ropa interior es muy, muy popular también cuando se trata de despedir el año. Yo también lo encontré en todos los países que busqué información. En todos los países estaba. Te tienes que poner unos calzones rojos
yeah.
si quieres amor.
So red lingerie means you'll have love in the new year.
Unos calzones amarillos si quieres buena suerte.
And so yellow means good luck.
Verde para el dinero.
And of course, some green panties means you'll have some money in the new year.
Así mismo es. Y pues tú también puedes atribuir tus propios colores. Si algún color específico para ti significa algo, pues lo puedes poner tú también. You can just wear multicolored
It's up
underwear.
To personal preference. So, you know, if a certain color means something to you, you can always, you know, just go with that and say it means whatever. What color are you wearing?
I am wearing green.
Nice.
Yo estoy usando verde.
Estoy usando rojo, pero we won't go there. Any other traditions that you really liked?
Well, there's this really cool tradition, and I'm from Dominican Republic. Yo soy de la República Dominicana. Me crié en Puerto Rico. I was raised in Puerto Rico. And we don't have this in maybe the Caribbean. So it's more a Latin America thing. Es algo más en Latinoamérica que en el Caribe.
So like more Central South America?
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Y lo que hacen es que ellos cogen maletas vacías.
¡Lo vi esto! Sí, yeah, ellos, they take empty suitcases.
Y agarran y salen de la casa y corren en la esquina.
Yeah, or they'll, so I read this in Colombia and other countries too, that people will take empty suitcases and wheel them around the block or around their house. ¿Para qué? For like safe travels or travels in the
para
year?
Para más viajes.
For more travels in the new year. That's a good one. We should do that.
Yeah.
People will think we're kind of crazy, but está bien.
I am tempted to just grab all my suitcases and just walk outside.
Ay, vamos. All right, well, that was our little cultural segment on New Year's Eve traditions. Let's go back to the music picks. I think it's my turn. Ooh. So, yeah, this is a good segue. Speaking of travels, I have a song that has no lyrics. It's called The Journey by Gustavo Santaolalla. He's from Argentina. He's a songwriter, composer. You may recognize some of his music. He composed the soundtrack to Motorcycle Diaries. It was the film about Che Guevara. And he's also produced a lot of music for bands like Bersuit Vergarabat. So let's listen to this song. I thought this song really tells a story. So sit back and just kind of reflect on what you're hearing.
Ahora Cass nos va a poner una canción de Gustavo Santaolalla. Él es de Argentina. Él es escritor, también es cantautor. Puedes reconocer su música porque ha hecho muchas producciones. Y también él compuso la canción que fue transmitida o fue puesta en la película del Che Guevara, una de las películas del Che Guevara. Puedes reconocer su música, está súper linda. That was The Journey by Gustavo Santaolalla. I just love that song. It just kind of makes me think of my train rides in Argentina.
seeing the countryside and just the changing neighborhoods outside the window. But Gustavo, he does a good job of telling a story through his music.
And I just want to point out that if you haven't noticed this, or if you don't know this, Cass knows how to speak Spanish. And it's so wonderful to hear a different accent. And I can definitely pick up her when she said Gustavo Santaolalla. Oh. we say Santaolalla in Puerto Rico or other places. In Argentina, it's a little bit more pronounced, I would say. But it's so fun. And if you don't know too much Spanish, maybe just a little bit, you should definitely pay attention to stuff like that. It's always amusing and very fun to kind of pick up on accents.
Yeah, it's funny. I get made fun of a lot, especially here where there are very few Argentines. People are like, what's wrong with you? And so, está bien.
Pero es bello, es bello. El acento es hermoso.
No, es bello.
Es bello.
So that was a slow song. Paola, let's pick it up. This is a party. So what do you have next?
Nuestra próxima canción es de República Dominicana.
¡Ay, vamos!
La canción se llama Navidad para el Pueblo, de Toño Rosario. Toño Rosario es un cantante muy, muy reconocido en República Dominicana. Y él no solamente canta bachata, pero también salsa y merengue. So this next song is called Christmas for the Community, and is by Toño Rosario, and he's a very known singer in Dominican Republic, very, very known.
And you said it's bachata?
It's kind of a mixture between merengue, bachata, and a little salsa, but it's you can definitely tell.
Highly danceable, I can already tell. Juguito, ya llegó la Navidad, todo el mundo va a cantar, todo el mundo va a reír, todo el mundo va a gozar, ya llegó la Navidad, todo el mundo va a cantar, todo el mundo va a reír, todo el mundo va a gozar. Quien quiera bailar, que baile, quien quiera llorar, que llore, quien quiera reír, que ría, quien quiera bailar, que baile, yo quiero bailar en la Navidad, con tu juguito hasta amanecer. Quien quiera bailar, que baile, quien quiera reír, que ría, quien quiera beber, que beba, quien quiera llorar, que llore, quien quiera reír, que ría, quien quiera bailar, que baile, quien quiera gozar, que goce, en la Navidad. Yeah. Felicidades para todo el mundo, tu cuquito, bando, yo no juego, brother. Felicidades. Eso, nítido. Toma, 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 en la Navidad. Bailando y gozando. I love it. That was so good.
Eso era Navidad para el Pueblo de Toño Rosario.
So Christmas for the People.
Yes. Yes.
And if you're just now tuning in, this is our New Year's Eve show, and Paola's picks are mostly Christmas songs from Latin America. That one was the Dominican Republic. We've done a lot of traveling on this show.
Yeah, we have. Hemos hecho un viaje muy especial trayendo música y mucha cultura de diferentes países. Y hemos ido a Puerto Rico, Argentina, México, a Colombia, ahora a República Dominicana.
Yeah. So I thought it's worth mentioning. So, you know, we visited Argentina, Mexico, Colombia, and I thought we should definitely make a stop in Cuba, because perhaps one of the biggest news items that came out of Latin America this year was United States lifting its embargo on Cuba in December, just last month. So this song, while it's not new, Buena Vista Social Club is one of my favorites. So I thought we'd pay tribute to our friends in Cuba with this song, Y Tú, ¿Qué Has Hecho?
La próxima canción es de Cuba y se llama Y Tú, ¿Qué Has Hecho? Y Cass la escogió porque Cuba ha sido el tema más hablado en Latinoamérica, ahora especialmente en diciembre, por el embargo que fue quitado o que fue hecho a un lado por Estados Unidos. Y quiero decirte, Cass, ahora que estás hablando de eso, ese embargo que fue removido va a hacer un impacto muy grande en toda Latinoamérica.
Sí, creo que sí.
Especialmente en el turismo. Uh-huh. Muchas personas están diciendo que el turismo de Puerto Rico, de República Dominicana, uh-huh. todo va a bajar porque todo el mundo va a querer ir a Cuba. Nadie nunca ha tenido esa oportunidad, mucha oportunidad de ir a Cuba.
Huh. So you're saying that because the embargo was lifted, fewer people are going to be visiting the Dominican in Puerto Rico. They're going to be going to Cuba instead.
Yes. It's very talked about right now how Latin American maybe economy is going to go down a little and Cuba is going to be more kind of the hot thing to do, the hot place to be in the Caribbean. And a lot of people are very worried about that, especially Venezuela, since they're really close to Cuba.
Right.
And now, you know, U.S. is kind of wanting to be friends, and the president of Venezuela was not very happy.
Maduro.
Yeah, he has some things to say.
Well, you know, that could be our projection for 2015. And maybe, my sense is we'll probably see more Cuban influence in music and fashion. So it will be interesting to see what happens.
Así mismo es, y si estás ahora mismo escuchándonos, estamos hablando de el impacto que Cuba ha tenido y que este removido del embargo ha tenido en toda Latinoamérica, como muchas personas están diciendo que la economía puede bajar porque ahora todo el mundo va a querer ir a Cuba. I mean, I want to go to Cuba.
Vamos. So we'll take a mini trip to Cuba. We're going to hear this song from Buena Vista Social Club.
Grabó su nombre chida de placer y el árbol conmovido allá en su seno a la niña una flor dejó caer. Yo soy el árbol conmovido y triste, tú eres la niña que mi tronco hirió. Yo guardo siempre tu querido nombre y tú te has hecho de mi pobre flor.
Bueno, that was Buena Vista Social Club y tú, ¿qué has hecho?
Eso era Buena Vista Social Club y la canción se llama ¿Y tú, qué has hecho?
That's what I just said.
Sí, y es de Cuba. Estábamos hablando de Cuba, pero eso la canción.
So, that was my pick. Paola, it's your turn.
Bueno, ahora yo quiero que vayamos a Venezuela y la canción son canciones, se llaman gaitas, en vez de canciones navideñas se llaman gaitas porque son tocadas más en las navidades. Se llama Amparito y la canta Maracaibo 15.
Okay, why don't you translate that for me?
Our next song, we're moving to Venezuela, and it's called Gaitas, the songs, because it's kind of a more Christmas songs.
Like a carol.
Yeah, carols. And the song's name is Amparito, which is maybe a little, and again, is a diminutive word for amparo, which means kind of protecting and stuff like that. And the singers are Maracaibo 15, it's a big band in Venezuela.
Okay, let's listen to that.
Amparito por Maracaibo 15.
I loved that pick.
I want to say that in the research of music for this program, this song was played more than 50 times in my office. I have
wow.
to say that. I really love gaitas. They're very, very danceable.
I think I have a new Christmas tradition. I think in my house we'll be playing gaitas. They're way more dancey than any carol I can think of.
Yeah, they are. They are very, very dancey.
Well, Paula, I want to take a step back and shift gears. Looking back at 2014, we lost a very important musician in Latino America, Gustavo Cerati. He was a member of the band Soda Stereo in Argentina, which became popular in the 80s after the Dirty War, and his influence on not just rock in Argentina, but around the world was very profound. He collaborated and worked with singers like Sting and U2. He was friends with Shakira and really elevated the genre of rock nacional.
Estamos tomando un paso atrás y estamos hablando de Gustavo Cerati. Él era un integrante del grupo Soda Stereo en Argentina. Y él era una figura muy importante, muy, muy influencial. Era amigo de Shakira y tuvo mucha influencia en la música aquí también en Estados Unidos. Él participó con YouTube. Y fue una pérdida muy grande para muchos argentinos y mucha Latinoamérica. Muchas personas estaban tristes.
Mm-hmm. So I'm going to play his song Crimen, which I think, you know, it's a song that you'll probably recognize. It's been played quite frequently, but I think the crescendo is really reflective of, I don't know, just the emotional loss, but also just how important he was in music.
Y ahora Cass nos va a tocar Crimen por Gustavo Cerati, y es una canción muy reflectiva y una canción que te hace pensar muchas cosas, y creo que para refleja su muerte, refleja también ese evento.
La espera me agotó, no sé nada de vos, dejaste tanto en mí. Llamas me acosté en un lento degradé, supe que te perdí. ¿Qué otra cosa puedo hacer? Otro crimen quedará, otro crimen quedará sin resolver. Otro crimen quedará.
traición. Salimos del amor. Tal vez me lo busqué.
So, sorry, I'm the party pooper today. Paola, why don't you lift us back up with another song from your playlist?
Bueno, yo quiero dejar lo último porque, pues, muchos recuerdos. Me crié en Puerto Rico. Entonces, ahora vamos para Puerto Rico. Y en Puerto Rico tenemos unas canciones que se llaman Bomba y Plena. Mm. Especialmente Bomba. Es muy bailable y es muy... muy movida por los tambores.
A bomba, is that a genre?
Bomba y plena is not a genre. It's more of a cultural thing, I would say. It's a very popular. It's one of the leading music in Puerto Rico, and it's very significant for Puerto Ricans. It's spiritual. Mm-hmm. Puerto Rico is not very big in spiritual music, but when it comes to spiritual music, it's bomba y plena, and especially bomba because when you're dancing, you're wearing this headscarf completely white. You have to be completely dressed in white most of the time to kind of communicate with the saints.
Oh, it's almost like candomblé in Brazil.
Yeah, and you're wearing this big white skirt, and actually you don't follow the music, but the players follow your steps.
Huh.
So it's like you're telling the congas and you're telling the percussion to follow you, and you have to be bare feet.
Have you done it?
Yes.
So it's like you become part of the music.
It is, And I tell you this, and I have chills because you feel so much when you're dancing, and you're not paying attention to anything else because you want the music to sound good.
Mm.
So you're giving this directions to the congas, and you're telling them when they have to bang in that conga, you know? So it's like you're creating your own music, and at the same time, you're communicating with the spirits.
That's amazing. Well, I'm looking forward to your pick.
Se llama El Conde de Loíza.
Dile al conde que suba, ay, dile al conde que suba, suba, suba por la ventana ya.
La bella, bella. Dile al conde que suba, dile al conde que suba, que suba, suba por la ventana.
Laurel, Aurelia, dile al conde que suba, ay, dile al conde que suba, suba, suba por la ventana.
Conde de Loíza por los hermanos Ayala.
I'm sensing a theme going on, Paola, not just that you're selecting these kind of Christmas songs, but you really like the percussion.
I really do. I mean, I like all music, but honestly, percussion for not only for me, but I think for Latin America is a very big thing. Every music, I think, if not, well, not all of it, but maybe most of it. Percussion plays a big part when it comes to the rhythm.
It's like the heartbeat of Latin America.
It is.
So we're kind of down to the last quarter of this show. And we saved one tradition for last, Paola. Grapes. Do you want to explain this tradition?
Yeah. So in the last minute of the year, you know, when it's 12:59, we start the countdown and we eat 12 grapes in that 1 minute. And it just represents, you know, the 12 months to come in the new year and just blessings, you know, just eating all the blessings.
Entonces, vamos a comer 12 uvas?
Sí.
Okay, so I've got to fit 12 grapes in my mouth. Do you put them in your mouth all at once, or do you, like, how does it...
Well, whatever you prefer, actually. I go one by one. I don't want to, you know, choke.
Okay. Bueno, ¿listo? How do we do this?
You just grab the grape.
Uno, dos, tres, vamos. Grapes. One.
And you have to, like, calm down while you're doing it.
Oh, 12, 11, 10,
yeah,
9,
8,
7. No puedo poner todo.
You gotta chew them.
Oh. I thought you had to hold them in your mouth. And I'm like,
No. You gotta chew them.
Well, now I feel like a pig. Okay. The listeners are probably totally enjoying the sound of my, like, nasty chewing.
This is delicious. They should try it at home.
Yeah, you should. It's a great way to, you know, eat your serving of fruit very quickly at the end of the year.
And I want to say that this tradition is very known and practiced, not in just one country, but in a lot of countries. It's just something that you do, you know.
And why grapes? ¿Por qué uvas?
Uvas porque creo que empezó con algo religioso porque las uvas representan vino y el vino representa la sangre de Jesucristo.
Oh, so it has like religious ties to wine and of course Jesus drank wine on his final supper.
Yeah, it's a religious thing more than anything, but anybody can do it. And I would say that the religious side of it has kind of faded away a little.
Mm-hmm.
And now just people do it for fun mostly, you know.
Mm-hmm. I finished my 12 grapes, but I think I'm going to keep eating them for the rest of the program. Paola, before we go back and play my final song for the evening, I understand you called a friend of yours from Puerto Rico. Tell us about that phone call.
I did. Llamé a Maites Overman Rivera. Ella ha estado aquí desde el 2006. Ha
vivido Está viviendo en acá. Entonces, she's living here in Evansville right now.
Yeah. Y ella tiene dos niños y es de Puerto Rico. Y ella dice que extraña mucho Puerto Rico. Extraña las Navidades allá.
So, she's missing the celebrations and the traditions of home. Let's have a listen to your conversation with her.
And how is Christmas and New Year's Eve in Puerto Rico?
Oh my gosh, it's the most amazing celebration that you could ever have would be in Puerto Rico. You know that Christmas begins when you hear the music in the radio. You feel happy just listening to it. You want to dance wherever you're at. To me, that's when Christmas begins. With bomba, plena, and merengue de navideño. My kids and I, we bring the tradition here to Evansville because we celebrate Christmas from the day after Thanksgiving, Christmas starts, all the way to the wise men, los tres reyes magos, in January. And even though we still celebrate here in Evansville because we're living here, we still have the festivities of the tres reyes magos. Growing up, I remember... Yeah, Santa Claus was important and happy, and you did receive toys in Santa Claus, but every kid waited for los tres reyes magos, the three wise men. We used to put grass in a box the night before the three wise men and leave it under our bed, and we would get toys the next day. We would also go to San Juan el Morro, where the three wise men used to be. And we would celebrate there too, flying our kites and just having a blast.
What would you say you miss the most from festivities?
The family, spending the holidays with the whole family. We would all get together in one of the elders' house, in like a grandparent's house or in a great aunt's house. and make a really big celebration. And I miss that the most.
You know, your kids have been raised here. How do you still kind of, ¿cómo le inculcas a ellos la cultura? How do you kind of bring them to your culture, you know, because you were raised in Puerto Rico?
Oh, yeah. The music, we're a very musical person in this house. And just having our Christmas music, it makes you want to move. Even if you have two left feet, you still want to dance. You still want to shake it. We do our festivities with our food, our cultural food, like pernil, arroz con gandules. We bring all that to our kids so that they know how it feels. Maybe they don't get everything that we would get in Puerto Rico, but at least a taste of how it felt. That is how I describe holidays in Puerto Rico: family and music and good food, of course.
Y esa fue mi conversación con Maites Overman, mi amiga de Puerto Rico.
That was Paola speaking with her friend Maite about celebrating New Year's in Puerto Rico. Well, we've reached my final pick for the night, and we are just that much closer to 2015. So,
ahora vamos a escuchar la última canción de Cass y vamos a ver qué escogió ella para cerrar el programa.
So I'm kind of, this song is kind of gringa. It came out in 2014 by the group Making Movies. That's their name. It's in English. And but the song is called Cuna de Vida, and it's danceable. But I think it's reflective of the theme of this show, which is Las Americas, that we're not just, you know, the United States and Mexico or Argentina. We are a group of almost 30 countries. So Las Americas, where there is diversity and different cultures and different ethnicities and languages and sounds. And so that's what I wanted to illustrate in this final song. And by the way, it's also really good.
Nuestra próxima canción es escogida por Cass y es de un grupo americano y se llaman Making Movies y la canción se llama
Cuna de Vida.
Cuna de Vida. Es una canción muy bailable y refleja mucho lo que estamos tratando de hacer en este programa, que no solamente América, no es solamente América Estados Unidos, México o América Latina. Es que todos somos América y somos más de 30, casi 30 países. Y estamos todos juntos, no tenemos para dónde ir.
So let's have a listen.
Cuando éramos chicos, amor, era lindo caer encima de mí. Cubrí tu boca, tu mamá, no te oiga, el ritmo no quiebra aquí. Digo yo, cubrí tu boca, tu mamá, no te oiga, lo mejor de vivir. Dejalo, dices. Mia!
That was the song Cuna de Vida by Making Movies from their 2014 album A la Deriva.
Eso era Cuna de Vida por Making Movies, y el álbum es A la Deriva.
So, a great song if you are perhaps learning Spanish, because it's a bilingual song. So you can hear one line in Spanish and then English, and then you can print off the lyrics and read it to your significant other and pretend like you're very romantic.
Y si estás aprendiendo inglés, es una canción excelente porque te dice unas palabras en inglés y otras en español. Entonces, puedes hasta imprimir las letras y leérselas a tu amor.
O amante. Well, Paula, that's we're wrapping up our show. It's been fue un placer
y con la aproximación del 2015 haremos lo mejor para traer más noticias, cultura y entretenimiento latino, pero te tienes que quedar con nosotros aquí en WNIN-FM.
What she just said, as 2015 approaches, we'll do our best to bring you more Latino news, culture, and entertainment, but you have to keep it tuned in right here to WNIN-FM.
Evansville, Henderson, and Owensboro, with your support, we're building a better tri-state together.
This is Cass Harrington.
Y Paola Marisan.
Mandando nuestros saludos. Feliz año nuevo.
Happy New Year.
Chao. Salud.
Okay.
Ay!
So
that
fun.
Was really fun. That was so fun. Oh my God, that was great. Nuestras Américas is a production of WNIN-FM. Paola Marisan and Cass Harrington produced and hosted today's program. If you liked what you heard or have ideas for our next episode, tweet at WNIN News or send us an email. The playlist and audio from this show is available online at WNIN.org. Talk to you next year. Nos hablamos en 2015.